The male peregrine falcon was shot a week to 10 days ago within a mile of its nesting site on top of the Weston 3 power plant in Rothschild. The injured bird was found on the grounds by utility workers and was weak and dehydrated when it was delivered to raptor rehabilitation expert Marge Gibson.
There is so much infection and the bone has been compromised. I don't think that he'll be able to fly again, which is, you know, very sad for such an amazing bird and fastest bird in the world.
The male bird does most of the hunting, so the shooting endangers the brood of three chicks left in the nest. Only about two dozen peregrine falcons live in Wisconsin, and workers were thrilled when the pair took up residence in their nesting box at the Rothschild plant. Gibson calls the shooting a senseless, selfish act.
People were so excited and the feeling of success last year when they nested. And then to have one individual, you know, take it upon himself to take out the male bird, it's very hard for me to understand how that can happen or what must be going through the mind of someone who can do that.
Wisconsin Public Service is offering a $1,000 reward for information on who shot the falcon. The person who did it could be fined $100,000 and spend a year in prison. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.